Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for February 4th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Slack announced it confidentially filed a S-1 filing with the SEC to take the company public. According to prior sources from the Wall Street Journal, the company will pursue a direct listing rather than a traditional initial public offering. Instagram head Adam Mosseri announced the app will introduce sensitivity screens to hide images of self-harm on the app. The screen would blur out such images until a user opts into seeing graphic imagery. Instagram is also blocking results for cutting from search, hashtags, and account recommendations, and Mosseri said the company is working on ways to connect users searching for the term to support organizations. The changes come in the wake of the suicide of British teenager Molly Russell, whose parents cited self-harm images from Instagram and Pinterest as influences. Peter Kafka at Recode reports that Spotify is in advanced talks to buy the podcasting startup Gimlet Media for more than $200 million. Gimlet produces podcasts like Reply All and recently got into TV production with the Amazon original Homecoming, which began as a scripted podcast. This would be Spotify's first acquisition of a content creation and distribution company. Windows Central noticed that, according to the schedule for Microsoft's appearance at the Game Developers Conference, the company is set to release a cross-platform Xbox Live SDK. This would utilize Microsoft's existing PlayFab backend tools and enable developers to allow crossplay as well as share game achievement history, friends lists, and clubs to games on Android, iOS, and Nintendo Switch. Microsoft will make the official presentation on March 18th. Google announced two new accessibility features for Android, Live Transcribe and Sound Amplifier. Sound Amplifier was initially announced at Google I.O. and allows users to tweak specific sound settings that can then be amplified through wired headphones. Google is also making a Dynamic Processing Effect API available to build this functionality into individual apps. Live Transcribe automatically provides near real-time speech transcription and supports 70 languages. Both will be available in the Pixel 3 accessibility settings. Sound Amplifier is also available now in the Google Play Store, with Live Transcribe coming out in beta later this year. AT&T's recent earnings report showed that the company lost 403,000 DirecTV satellite subscribers. The earnings report also showed that DirecTV Now subscribers decreased 14% in the quarter, losing 267,000 people, leaving the service with 1.64 million subscribers. Analysts pegged the recent streaming losses to a $5 price hike and the end of initial promotional discounts. On the earnings call, CEO Randall Stephenson stated the company's top priority in 2019 was paying down the $86 billion in debt from its Time Warner acquisition. A report by MediaRadar shows that YouTube ad revenue increased 11% on the year in 2018, with Geico, Samsung, and Disney accounting for 15.5% of total revenue. Overall, media and entertainment brands made up 30% of all 2018 ad revenue. Automotive brands slashed ad spending by 60% on the year, moving from the third largest ad buying category in 2017 to number 8 in 2018. And a new report from the analyst firm Chainalysis claims that 60% of all cryptocurrency hacks to date have been done by one of two prominent professional hacking groups who generated around $1 billion in revenue. Chainalysis tracked crypto assets from the hack to their exit point into fiat currency and noted that funds typically moved around 5,000 times to try and obscure their origin. The two groups were called Alpha and Beta in the report and exhibited distinct strategies. Alpha appeared to be a more sophisticated actor and organized, moving coins around more frequently, while Beta was much smaller with less sophistication, often cashing out coins in large chunks at once. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.